month ago, I'd been laid off from the publishing house where I worked as an editorial director. The one place that had still felt like mine. When I came home and told Brad, he had barely blinked.
"Good," he said, setting down his wine glass. "You don't need to waste time working. Focus on us."
By us, he meant himself. His career, his needs, his image. And when I had mentioned applying for a new job, anything that would let me keep a piece of myself, his face had hardened.
"You don't need to work, Emerson," he said. "It makes me look bad, like I can't even take care of my own wife."
He hadn't asked how I felt about losing the thing that kept me breathing. He hadn't even pretended to care.
"You'll regret this,"
Brad had said the last time I brought up divorce.
"Don't be stupid, Emerson. You're nothing without me. You're going to end up broken alone."
But I didn't care. Broken alone sounded better than this. At least I'd have a chance to be happy, even if it meant starting over with nothing. I wanted something real, something he would never be able to give me, because he didn't even understand what it meant. I wasn't broken. I just didn't belong in the life they built for me. Brad had always been there. Not by my choice, but by design. Our families had been friends long before we were born. The Sinclairs and the Caldwells. Money, power, appearances. We grew up in the same circles, attending the same charity galas, the same family vacations, the same country club brunches. From the outside, it must have looked inevitable. And maybe to them, it was.
When we were young, I didn't think much of it. Brad was just another boy in a suit, another polished product of the world our parents built. But as we got older, the plan started to reveal itself. Not because I wanted it to, but because they did. When I was 17, my father gave Brad an internship at his firm. It wasn't a favor. It was positioning. They weren't helping his career. They were setting the foundation. And I was part of it, whether I knew it or not. Dad brought him to dinner that summer, smiling in approval as Brad slid into our world with ease.
"He's great," Dad said, grinning. "Ambitious, smart. Exactly the kind of man you need, Emerson."